Amber, and welcome to the High Noon Show, 96.5 CHFR, The Chopper. So I'm here for the first time, and I just have to say, you know, Tribune Bay is a lot like Venice Beach, except, well, like, there's no style, and all I see is dogs.
My desire is gonna crush me, cause you are wild.
It is 1:27 on the clock, and we're going to take a quick station break here. You're listening to 96.5 CHFR, Hornby Island's number one radio. That was LCD Sound System with Thrills, and before that, Holy Fuck with Stay Lit. And we kicked it off with Little Big Skibidi. And I wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you to my sponsor today. It's John and Jane Laskin of Hornby Island Bakery and Pizzeria. Thanks very much for sponsoring the radio station, John and Jane Laskin of Hornby Island Bakery and Pizzeria. also, a couple of quick community announcements. Let me grab the sheet here. This weekend, on Saturday, there is a farmers and artisans market. It's at the hall. It's from 11 to 2. Okay, and then Sunday is Remembrance Day, as you all know, and we're going to gather at the Sandpiper Meadow to mark the 100th anniversary of the 1918 armistice. Come and tell some stories of family or friends, and or just hang out and have a moment of silence, and show up a little bit early, 10:45, be there for the gathering. And then beyond this weekend, there's one other announcement. There is a Photoshop tutorial sessions happening. If you want to acquire the technical foundation for creating digital art, photo collage, etc., Kim Lake is offering classes starting the middle of November. So on Saturdays and Sundays. So presumably that would be starting sometime next week. I guess the weekend after this. Exact times are to be announced, and cost is $240 for 8 1.5-hour sessions. For any more info, and I assume to register, get at Kim Lake. Her email is kimlake02@me.com. Okay, that's the community announcements. Let's get some more music going. We're on to the back nine here. Half an hour to go before Soapbox Radio starts at 2 o'clock. And a reminder, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, there's going to be another planned outage from BC Hydro. So get your ducks together. Get your affairs in order. Or don't. Or just roll with it. I don't care. Here's Eric Burden and War with Spill the Wine, 96.5 CHFR, Hornby Island Community Radio.
Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have drove deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan seems like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral.